Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report, and this time an update from Ridgeline Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol RDG, and on the OTCQB under the symbol RDGMF. Chad and I are chatting with the President and CEO, Chad Peters. Now, Chad, following up on a couple news releases from about a week and a half to 2 weeks ago, we're going to start with the June 15th release. Now, these are some initial drill results, four holes out of a total 14-hole drill program for a total of just under 3,500 meters. These holes, a couple infill holes, showed some nice silver mineralization. The headline number, 123 grams per ton silver, over 44.2 meters. A couple other drill results within as well, 10 over 10 meters, grading almost 200 grams per ton. Overall, you're hitting some nice silver grades over some nice widths, too. Take us through these initial holes, what they were focused on, and then we can get into the bigger program here, please.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. So we, we just announced, like you said, those first four holes, and it's kind of a two-prong approach to our program at Salina this year. We had a lot of wide space drilling in 2020, so a lot of holes were spaced 300 to 600 meters apart, which is a long ways, right, when you're trying to define continuity. So when we say these were infill holes, you know, we were trying to take that spacing anywhere down to, 150 to 200 meters down from 5 to 6 in a lot of cases. So still very wide space step outs, but, we're really excited with what we're seeing. I mean, 20 hole 25, for example, which you referenced, was our best drill intercept to date. These holes were drilling, if you want to call it, the farthest down dip expression, so the deepest part of the known system so far, and we're still hitting, the grades just seem to be increasing at depths. So yeah, no, we're very excited with what we're seeing, and what was really encouraging is we're actually hitting, along with the high grade silver, we hit some pretty significant zinc results. So that same 44 meters of 123 grams per ton silver also ran 0.1 grams per ton gold, which is low grade. But then we also ran almost 1.5% lead and 0.6% zinc. And within that, there was 13 meters of, like you said, 194 grams silver, 2% lead, and again, 0.5% zinc in those holes. So it's starting to show, like, those are, you combine all that mineralization together, you're starting to talk about underground mineable grades. And the hole 24, which was about 150 meters away, that hit 4.6 meters of 421 grams silver, 4.4% lead, and 3.7% zinc, which is certainly underground mineable grades. I mean, that's if you were to look at it from, take a step away from the silver system for a second and look at that from a zinc equivalent perspective, you're talking about 24-25% zinc equivalent. Our understanding of the project is changing. We initially thought it was a Carlin, more of a kind of silver-enriched Carlin type system. And what we're seeing now is starting to show a lot of similarities to, CRD deposits that you see elsewhere in Nevada, Arizona. And, we're going to be following up either in the fall or next spring and trying to flesh that out as well and see what it might mean.
How does that impact your work now that you have an understanding, or you guys think that this is a different type of deposit, considering all the drilling that has already been done here and that program that's ongoing?
No, for sure. And, I think exploration is a constant, you're constantly changing your model, updating your understanding of the deposit the more you drill. And as we drill to the west, everything that we've focused on in 2020 was predominantly shallow, outcropping mineralization and the down dip extensions of that. And that was primarily, silver with a good gold credit, somewhere around 70 to 80 grams silver with about a 0.2 gram per ton gold, shallow oxide. So it really was getting us excited. As we drill to the west, which is towards a known copper gold porphyry system about 3 kilometers away, we're starting to see this silver lead zinc component pick up. And, that is consistent with the kind of zonation you'd see in a typical porphyry system. So there's a lot of potential. And, we have about 3 kilometers of untested ground to the west of those hits that has never had a drill hole historically and could host a covered CRD deposit.
So where's the drill turning now? If these were these infill holes, which thank you for clarifying that, the infill still very much wide spaced, which is
important. We're still pretty wide spaced, yeah.
Exactly. But what about the future 10 holes here that the company is still drilling?
You bet. And so that was kind of the two-prong approach that I mentioned. So those infill holes are looking great. What we did with the rest of the holes was trying to show the potential strike extents of that shallow silver-gold system that we defined in 2020. So we've stepped out to the north, 1.5 kilometers up to our sonic target. and did multiple holes, kind of just testing old drill holes that we knew had silver grades in them, as well as stepping out on those holes. And we're hoping that we can come back with those final 10 results and show that this thing is a couple kilometers long to the north-south. It's a kilometer and a half wide to the east-west, and it also has this deeper potential for the silver, lead, zinc that could be very high grade and pretty exciting development for the project.
So, Chad, what's the end goal here of this program? Because this two-prong approach, and if you do continue to hit some good silver grades, especially over these wider widths, what's then the progress? What do you hope to show out of these 14 holes?
So what we were really trying to do is initially it was just to show scale with this program. And we also did a metallurgy. We're starting our bottle roll metallurgy program. We announced that along with the press release. So we're trying to show with the metallurgy that this thing has potential to be a heat bleachable opportunity with lots of scale. And I think kind of the upside now for the project too is this high grade underground potential could really be a real sweetener for the project.
Okay, Chad, let's move things over to your just announced phase two drill program. You're going to be moving things over to the Carlin East, more of a Carlin Gold style project in Nevada. And I believe off mic you'd mentioned some of this drilling is going to be a bit deeper and kind of a different target here. So walk us through what the goals of this phase two drill program will be that you're embarking on next.
Yeah, you know, I think we spent a lot of time on Salina in the early days of when we were public because it's, you know, it's shallow, it's cheap to drill. But one of the flagship assets in the company that I kind of founded the whole company around was Carlin East. And problem, you know, one of the issues with Carlin East is it's deep, so it's not cheap to drill. And we were going to drill it last year, and we actually pulled the program when Barrick announced a new discovery directly adjacent to our project, only 3 kilometers away on the same fault zone, because we wanted to better understand what that new discovery looked like and use it to target our program. So we just kicked that off. I think we announced it on the 17th, I think was the Carlin East. And so we're about 1,600 feet down now in our first hole, or roughly 400 meters. And we're taking these holes, you know, to 1,000, even 1,100 meters vertical depth. So they're deep holes. They're going to take a lot of time. But what we're chasing is a large Carlin-type system similar to the Leeville mine, which is a 15-million-ounce high-grade underground deposit, and the extension of the Leeville mine to the north, which is the new North Leeville discovery, which Barrick is touting as the next, you know, 6 to 10-million-ounce discovery in Nevada. So we're only 3 kilometers away from that North Leeville discovery. It's hosted on the same fault zone in the same host rock. So we're testing a very simple target concept, and if we can prove that the right host rocks are down there at reachable depths, there's a good chance we might find something. So pretty high priority program for us.
Yeah, Chad, and maybe for people that are not familiar with that, walk us through just briefly the Leeville structural corridor. There's a couple big deposits there in Nevada, and how you could maybe use that previous work that other companies have done to inform your drilling.
Yeah, I know that's been a big part of, you know, the company right from the start, right? I mean, at the end of the day, exploration is just a de-risking exercise. It's literally the most expensive part of the whole business is this early stage exploration. So we use all the data we can from that's publicly available from, you know, previously from Newmont, now, you know, then Barrick, Nevada Gold Mines, and we tie that all into our existing models, and we're able to project a lot of their information that they have on their side of the property, and we can project that across onto our ground, tie it in with the existing data that we have, and it gives us a heck of a lot more confidence. I mean, when you're drilling, when each one of our drill holes costs $250,000, right? So you better be confident that where you're putting that hole is the best possible spot to be putting it down, or you shouldn't be drilling it. So, you know, it took almost 2 years of us just compiling that data and putting the story together, and we're really excited to be drilling it now.
All right, Chad, wrap us up. Quick comment on how much cash the company has in the bank, the budget for this now phase two program, and just recap the news flow that everyone can expect when it comes to the balance of drill results from both of these projects and anything else, please.
Yeah, you bet. So we have about $5.8 million in the bank. We just closed a $3.75 million Canadian financing in May. So we're sitting about $5.8 million cash. This phase two program is going to cost us right in and around $1 million. Canadian for the entire year, including land costs, etc. So we're going to finish the year with roughly 3 to 3.2 million Canadian in the bank, and that gives us a lot of flexibility. If we have good drill results in this program at phase two at Carlin East, we could absolutely do follow-up drilling. I just wouldn't let the rig leave, right? We just keep drilling.
What about news flow then? What can people expect in terms of just news flow, investor-wise?
Yeah, I'd like to have the first drill hole potentially out in late August, and follow up with the second and third holes, either as individual PRs or grouped together. You know, these you know, from the start of a drill hole at Carlin East till assay is received is easily a 2 month gap. So we want to keep news flow all the way through August through early October.
Okay. Perfect. Chad, appreciate the update here. Ridgeline, you guys really are moving forward nicely and now with two different drill programs. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We'll get those answered for you, and we will also follow up on the back of some more drill results out of the company. Chad, I appreciate the time. Thank you for the update, and keep in touch on future news, please.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.